This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I have with me Ihsaan Higgins, Director of the Cape Muslim and Slave Heritage Museum at the Castle of Good Hope. There's no question when you enter that space that we're dealing with a man who is possessed, or should I say obsessed. What started this interest, Ihsaan?
Philip, firstly, thank you to you, Fine Music Radio, and of course the listeners for allowing me, you know, to give a little bit of insight into the Cape Muslim and Slave Heritage Museum. What started it was my passion. My profession is I'm a human rights lawyer, and my passion is truth. And based on that, you know, I started realizing that the history that we were taught at school and, you know, in the media, etc., you know, it's not 100% correct. And I started doing a lot of research. And based on that research, you realize, you know, there's so much stuff that we don't know. And at the same time, I'm an avid art collector. I'm an avid artifact collector. And I realized that I have enough artifacts and art pieces to narrate a story, an unedited version of South African history. The Muslim interaction with all groups in South Africa, you know, because we are part of it, whether it was the Khoisan, whether it was the Dutch, the British, through imperialism, through colonialism, through apartheid, you know, we've been around. So we're telling the story and our interaction. But at the same time, it's also about the reconciliation and a kind of a, and I don't like the word tolerance, but the point is, it's kind of a bring together of the different groups in South Africa, whether it is classified as race, and the religious groups, whether it is the Jews, the Christians, the Hindus. So it's a space for people of different denominations, different racial groups, groupings of Africa, to come together and dialogue. Dialogue about truth. And as a result of that type of dialogue, we aim to become the leading cultural institution to showcase and to educate and to preserve the arts, history, politics, culture, and the rich heritage of Cape Muslims and the interaction with others in South Africa.
I think the most important story you're telling is that there is not one single story. There are layers of stories. Absolutely. And that's what comes through so strongly on a visit to the museum.
Philip, yes, and I was very pleased that you were at the museum. Now, people like yourself, you know, coming from a different grouping other than the Muslim grouping, you know, you appreciating that type of thing and also feeling a sense of ownership, you know, when you walk into the space. I have people like Diana Yach and Jonathan Yach of the Mauerberger Trust, who also became involved in the process. We have people like Michael Weeder of the Anglican Church. So I've got various people from different denominations
telling a very powerful story.
Exactly. And contributing.
Good. Yes. And what's very special is that you will be part of the UCT Summer School, and that there will be a walkabout as part of that summer school. Tell us a bit about that. It's on the 5th of February, I know.
Yeah, I think I was very pleased, you know, when the UCT Summer School approached the museum to ask if we won't become part of the curriculum. I think we got about 30 people signed up. We're hoping to get more. And we're going to do a walkabout in the museum through the castle grounds, and of course end up with a lecture at one of the very, very posh boardroom of the castle.
It's a wonderful opportunity, and I think the best thing to do is go to the UCT Summer School website, have a look at the program, and book soonest. Although it's the 5th of February, it is a limited number of people. We've been speaking to Ihsaan Higgins, the director of the Cape Muslim and Slave Heritage Museum, which I would highly recommend a visit to. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Interiority, the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery Collection and Gallery in Bellville, reflects upon the imagery of the inner worlds of artists such as Maggie Lopshire, Gerard Sokoto. Entry by appointment is free and includes a guided tour of the gallery and works in storage. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za. For a unique art experience, call the Sanlam Art Gallery.